Good morning. Praise God. It is good to be in the house of God. Amen. Kindly open our Bible and let us read Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 to 21. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 to 21. Be therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But for fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you, as becometh saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather give of thanks. For this ye know, that no warmonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater, had any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let us no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with him or with them. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secrets. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light, for whatsoever that make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Holy with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Amen. Let us now give thanks unto the Lord, our Maker, for all the good things we receive from Him. Lord, we thank you for the eternal life we have in Jesus, for the trials, problems that we're passing through to come closer to you and to trust you. Thank you for the deliverance and the strength that comes from you. We thank you, Lord, for the miracles and wonders that you lead, for your faithful servants, for the solutions for every problem that we face, for the good health, food, provision, healing, and for all answered prayers. Let us now confess our sins to God and renounce them. Lord, we lift up into your hands our prayers. Lord, we confess and renounce our sins. Cleanse us and purify us once again by the blood of Jesus. So we come you today to worship you and to serve you. Let us now ask God our personal petitions and needs. Lord, we lift up unto your hands our prayers. Hear us, and we believe that whatever we ask, according to your will, you answer us. Lord, make a way and help us and meet all our needs in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our families. Pray for your husband. Pray for your wife, pray for your children, pray for your parents, pray for your siblings. Lord, we pray to protect and provide all the needs of every family. Always lead them in the path that they need to walk in. We pray for every husband to give them wisdom, good health, strength, to lead their family in the way of righteousness and holiness. Lord, we pray for every wife. Bless them, strengthen them, help them to live submissive to your word and to your and to their husband. Help them as a parents to unite, to implement your word in the life of their family. We pray for the children to be obedient to you and to their parents, to fear you, and do their assignment well in their studies and household chores to help their parents. We pray, Lord, for the parents to grant them good health and strength to do their responsibilities and be a good example to their children. We pray for our siblings. Lead them to the right way of life. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all the family members who are unsaved. We pray also, Lord, that you will help all the single parents in our church and aid them to raise their children in a godly way. Let us now pray for our jobs. Lord, we pray to bless and protect all the places of works for your people. We commit ourselves, Lord, to obey our earthly masters, to fulfill your word. Lord, we pray to give them more clients, businesses, and income, so we can receive our salaries on time, so we can give what is due to you in giving our tithes, offerings, and first fruit. Help us to be a good example to others, how to work diligently, that our light shall shine before others, that they will see our good works, and glorify our Father in heaven. Lord, bless the works of our hands, and help us to be always mindful that we promote you in our lives by our faith accompanied with good deeds for you in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, we pray for our brethren and sisters, anoint them with the Holy Spirit, and lead them to the way you want them to go. Help them to be faithful and persevere while passing through the pressure of this world, knowing that you are beside them and seeing what is going on. Lord, help them, protect them, provide for them, and solve their problems. Heal the sick, provide jobs for those who are jobless, and give wisdom of how to behave to those who are in troubles. We claim against all power of darkness against them, and we rebuke you, devil, and cast all of you demons out of their lives in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, and those whom we are meeting in the streets, in the market, in our accommodations, in our working places, and for the people back home in our countries to be saved. Lord, we pray to make a way to all those people whom we are reaching, that you open and soften their hearts to choose to obey, believe, and live by your word. Lord, move into their lives and prove your word to them. We seek your divine intervention into their lives to come out from their bandages and receive the salvation that comes from you in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for UAE and the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Indonesia, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, Tanzania, and Malawi. Let us pray for the favor of God that He will provide for all the logistic needs, offices, and the documentation needed for the church. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all those places that you allow the church to expand. Lord, we pray for the salvation of the people in all those countries. We pray, Lord, to reveal yourself to them and speak to them in visions and dreams. Stretch out your hands, Lord, and do wonders and miracles in their lives. Lord, we commit ourselves to obey the rules and the regulation in those countries and be a good citizens. Lord, we pray to protect all the church congregations and workers. Lord, empower us with the Holy Spirit to reach new people. Lord, we pray that you give us favor and provide for all the needs. Lord, we pray to bring more souls to your church to worship you in spirit and truth. Lord, prosper all those places so your children will prosper. Lord, we pray that you shall lead us to help people who are in sin and bandages and are looking for help from you to be delivered. Lord, enable us to cleanse those who are leprous and lead us to those backsliders who are willing to repent and come to you, that we can help them to be restored and get recovered. Lord, help us to conserve the harvest, those who are weak in faith and those who are struggling with a lot of troubles and trials, to strengthen their faith in order to bring them back to you, in Jesus' name. Let us pray for the church and for all the ministers of the church. Pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregation to be planted. Pray for more people to get water baptized and more workers to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Pray and commit yourself to serve God. Lord, we pray to bless, protect, and spread your congregations in other places in the world. Lord, bless the church school, church banking, church clinic, farming ministry, watchman ministry, the publication, children and youth under their parents, wives under their husbands, the translation ministry, and the website. Lord, we pray for all your servants, to anoint them, to endeavor to bring more souls at your feet. Lord, we commit ourselves to reproduce more fruit of the Holy Spirit to manifest in our lives, and we commit ourselves to evangelize, to bring more souls to you, and to live our lives doing your will and finishing your works. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Let us now pray for our worship. Lord, we pray for our service today. Lord, anoint our prayers, songs, our giving, and your word today to speak to us, to be changed in likeness of you in everything. We pray for our recording to use it to reach the rest of the congregations and to reach the lost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us now stand and worship the Lord and sing praises unto him.
that you are with us, leading us and guiding us. Thank you, Lord God, that you are in this presence of your people, O Lord. Thank you once more, O Lord God. We lift up you and magnify your holy name. Thank you, thank you. As we gather together in your name, O Lord, show us your power. Hallelujah. Will know that we are your children. Thank you, Lord God, for protecting us. Thank you, Lord God, that you are with us. Lord, yes, we feel that we are always secure in your presence, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. We commit our lives unto you again.
Let me go. Let your rain
of blessing, O Lord God, we always need, O Lord, so that we can care for others, O Lord, as you have cared for us. Thank you, Lord God, for your provision. Thank you for your blessings this day. Thank you above all that we have the strength and the life to live and move and have our being until the time that you will take us with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Let us now collect our tithes, offering, and first fruit to God. In Proverbs chapter 3, verses 9 to 10, honor the Lord with thy substance and the first fruits of all thine increase. Or shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with a new wine. Let us pray. Lord God, we praise and acknowledge you for everything we have, it comes from you. And as we give our tithes, offering, and first fruit, and honoring you in all our wealth, bless them, O God, your people, servants, and give them wisdom how to be a good steward, O God, to their finances and their lives and all resources that you entrusted to them, Lord. Bless this money, Lord, and multiply it for the extension of your church and help the needy in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. I am reading from the preaching of Dr. Ramiz, our overseer, entitled Watchman Part 12. The Watchman Should Be Sure of God's Choice for Marriage. Watchman Part 12. The watchman should be sure of God's choice for marriage. Let us pray. Lord God, Father in heaven, our all-knowing God, we thank you for your holy word. Holy Spirit, help us to understand and prepare our mind and heart to receive and apply your truth. Give us the spirit of wisdom, O God. And anoint my lips as I read your message to us today. In Jesus' name, amen. We will compare in this message two examples of two men of how they choose a partner in marriage. One was a good and successful watchman for this purpose, but the other person did not do well and was not able to perform God's will in pertaining to this matter. Number one, the first example is the servant of Abraham, whom Abraham commissioned to find and bring the right partner for Isaac. We will read his account here. Open your Bibles in Genesis chapter 24, verses 1 to 21. Genesis chapter 24, verses 1 to 21, King James Version. In Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. In Abraham said unto his eldest servant of his house that ruled over all that he had, put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and I will make thee swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of the earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I dwell, but thou shalt go unto my country, unto my kindred, and take a wife unto my son Isaac. And the servant said unto him, peradventure the woman will not be willing to follow me unto this land. Must I needs bring thy son again unto the land from whence thou camest? And Abraham said unto him, beware thou that thou bring not my son thither again. The Lord God of heaven, which took me from my father's house and from the land of my kindred, and which speak unto me and that sware unto me, saying, unto thy seed will I give this land. He shall send his angel before thee, and thou shalt take a wife unto my son from thence. And if the woman will not be willing to follow thee, then thou shalt be clear from this my oath. Only bring not my son thither again. And the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham, his master, and swore to him concerning that matter. And the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master and departed, for all the goods of his master were in his hand. And he arose and went to Mesopotamia unto the city of Nahor. And he made his camels to kneel down without the city by a well of water at the time of the evening, even the time that women go out to draw water. And he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day, and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink. And she shall say, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac, and thereby shall I know that thou hast showed kindness unto my master. And it came to pass, before he had done speaking, that, behold, Rebekah came out, who was born to Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder. And the damsel was very fair to look upon, a virgin, neither had any man known her. And she went down to the well, and filled her pitcher, and came out. And the servant ran to meet her, and said, let me, I pray thee, drink a little water of thy pitcher. And she said, drink, my lord. And she hasted, and let down her pitcher upon her hand, and gave him drink. And when she had done giving him drink, she said, I will draw water for thy camels also, until they had done drinking. And she hasted and emptied her pitcher into the trough, and ran again unto the well to draw water, and drove for all his camels. And the man wondering at her held his peace, to wit whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not. Amen. Abraham truly put clear instructions to his servant about finding the woman. Letter A. The woman should not from the Canaanites, and that entail not a woman who will pull Isaac into worldly practices and false religions. Letter B. The woman should be back from his country and relatives, and that entail the woman should leave her old religion and cultural practices. Letter C, never to bring Isaac back to his previous country, and that entailed that God's plan for Isaac to be continued and consolidated, and not to go back to the idol worship that Abraham and Sarah left. Letter D, the woman should be God's choice and provision. As Abraham assured his servant with this faith statement, Genesis chapter 24, verse 7. Genesis chapter 24, verse 7, the Lord God of heaven, which took me from my father's house and from the land of my kindred, and which spake unto me, and that sware unto me, saying, unto thy seed will I give this land. He shall send his angel before thee, and thou shalt take a wife unto my son from thence. The servant went with such instructions and truly abided himself with them. When he came to seek a wife for his master, first, he did not go to the playhouse or the park and pray that he will meet one there, but to the well of water, expecting to find one there well employed and hard working in her house. Second, when he reached the place, did not look or search for a kind of girls that man would desire, like young, beautiful, or having that or this beauty character. Third, instead, a servant prayed to the Lord and sought the help and the favor of God for that purpose. He prayed the following. Genesis chapter 24, verses 12 to 14. Genesis 24, verses 12 to 14. And he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day, and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink. And she shall say, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac. And thereby shall I know that thou hast showed kindness unto my master. For he did not ask God to show beautiful or young girl, but this what he prayed. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink. And she shall say, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant, Isaac. The servant of Abraham was looking for a girl who is hardworking, not a lazy, spoiled girl. Generous, not a stingy. Hospitable, not a woman without discretion. A helper, not a burden. And a wise woman, not a dull person, to be a suitable wife for Isaac. This is what we can learn here. When there is a person who is prepared and ready for marriage, we should be in the right mind and prayerfully would search for a woman who is God's servant and who would help the man in his life and mission unto the Lord. The servant prayed what was in his heart, and God answered his prayers because it was in accordance to God's will and brought to him Rebekah. Genesis chapter 24, verse 21. Genesis chapter 24, verse 21. And the man wondering at her held his peace to wit whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not. The servant was a faithful watchman and wanted to be sure that the Lord answered his prayer and enabled him to find a suitable wife for Isaac. In the same way, the Lord would hear our prayers as we abide in his will and plan and shall enable us and lead us to find his choice to those men among us who are prepared and mature for marriage. Number two, the second example is Jacob, whom his father Isaac sent him to find a wife from the relative of his mother. Already Isaac and Rebekah, they were disgusted because Esau married Hittite women. Genesis chapter 27, verse 46. Genesis chapter 27, verse 46. And Rebekah said to Isaac, I am weary of my life because of the daughters of Heth. If Jacob take a wife of the daughters of Heth, such as these which are of the daughters of the land, what good shall my life do me? Genesis chapter 28, verses 1 to 4. Genesis chapter 28, verses 1 to 4. And Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and charged him and said unto him, thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. Arise, go to Paddan Aram, to the house of Bethuel, thy mother's father, and take thee a wife from thence of the daughters of Laban, thy mother's brother. And God Almighty bless thee, and make thee fruitful, and multiply thee, that thou mayest be a multitude of people, and give thee the blessing of Abraham to thee and to thy seed with thee. Thou shalt mayest inherit the land wherein thou art a stranger, which God gave unto Abraham. Isaac truly sent Jacob with clear instructions as Abraham sent his servant, and with expectation that God will do to Jacob as God did for him in leading him to marry Rebecca. Jacob was also observant, as we can read here, Genesis chapter 29, verses 1 to 13. Genesis chapter 29, verses 1 to 13. Then Jacob went on his journey and came into the land of the people of the east. And he looked, and behold, a well in the field, and lo, there were three flocks of sheep lying by it. For out of that well they watered the flocks, and a great stone was upon the well's mouth. And thither were all the flocks gathered, and they rolled the stone from the well's mouth, and watered the sheep, and put the stone again upon the well's mouth in his place. And Jacob said unto them, My brethren, whence be ye? And they said, Of Haran are we. And he said unto them, Know ye Laban, the son of Nahor? And they said, We know him. And he said unto them, Is he well? And they said, He is well. And behold, Rachel, his daughter, cometh with the sheep. And he said, Lo, it is yet high day, neither it is time that the cattle should be gathered together. Water ye the sheep, and go and feed them. And they said, We cannot, until all the flocks be gathered together, until they roll the stone from the well's mouth. Then we water the sheep. And while he yet spake with them, Rachel came with her father's sheep, for she kept them. And it came to pass, when Jacob saw Rachel, the daughter of Laban, his mother's brother, and the shape of Laban, his mother's brother, that Jacob went near and rolled the stone from the well's mouth, and watered the flock of Laban, his mother's brother. And Jacob kissed Rachel, and lifted up his voice, and wept. And Jacob told Rachel that he was her father's brother, and that he was Rebekah's son. And she ran and told her father. And it came to pass, when Laban heard the tidings of Jacob, his sister's son, that he ran to meet him, and embraced him, and kissed him, and brought him to his house. And he told Laban all these things. Jacob saw the well of water in the field, and so also Rachel. Genesis 29, verse 10. Genesis 29, verse 10. And it came to pass, when Jacob saw Rachel, the daughter of Laban, his mother's daughter, and the sheep of Laban, his mother's brother, that Jacob went near and rolled the stone from the well's mouth, and watered the flock of Laban, his mother's brother. But was Jacob a good watchman to choose his wife, as the servant of Abraham chose Rebekah to Isaac? Let us read further to know the answer. Genesis chapter 29, verses 14 to 18. Genesis chapter 29, verses 14 to 18. And Laban said to him, Surely thou art my bone and my flesh. And he abode with him the space of a month. And Laban said unto Jacob, Because thou art my brother, shouldest thou therefore serve me for naught? Tell me, what shall thy wages be? And Laban had two daughters. The name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah was tender-eyed, but Rachel was beautiful and well-favored. And Jacob loved Rachel and said, I will serve thee 7 years for Rachel, the younger daughter. Jacob made his choice to work hard for 7 years and earn to marry Rachel. First, he did it without prayer or seeking God's will or choice. Second, exclusively his decision was based on the external beauty of Rachel. Third, he should not choose the woman before he is prepared and ready for marriage. Many people nowadays, they make wrong choices for marriage based on emotions, feelings, and worldly desires, seeking girls' beauties and without seeking God's will or plan. In Genesis chapter 29, verse 20, shows clearly the main reason of Jacob's choice. Verse 20, and Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and this seemed unto him but a few days for the love he had to her. Laban knew very well that he cannot give Rachel to Jacob for marriage. He should face him with the truth, but he did not do it because he did not want to lose Jacob's service. Many pastors and church leaders, they behave like Laban. They would agree about marriages not in accord to God's will and plan just because they would not want to lose members or workers in the church. Let us read what had happened further. Genesis chapter 29, verses 19 to 30. Genesis chapter 29, verses 19 to 30. And Laban said, it is better that I give her to thee than that I should give her to another man. Abide with me. And Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and this seemed unto him but a few days for the love he had to her. And Jacob said unto Laban, give me my wife, for my days are fulfilled, that I may go in unto her. And Laban gathered together all the men of the place and made a feast. And it came to pass in the evening that he took Leah, his daughter, and brought her to him, and he went in unto her. And Laban gave unto his daughter Leah Zilpah, his maid, for an handmaid. And it came to pass that in the morning, behold, it was Leah. And he said to Laban, what is this thou hast done unto me? Did not I serve thee for Rachel? Wherefore then hast thou begotten me? And Laban said, it must not be so done in our country, to give the younger before the firstborn. Fulfill her week, and we will give thee this also for the service which thou shalt serve with me yet 7 other years. And Jacob did so, and fulfilled her week, and he gave him Rachel, his daughter, to wife also. And Laban gave to Rachel his daughter Bilhah, his handmaid, to be her maid. And he went in also unto Rachel. And he loved also Rachel more than Leah, and served with him yet 7 other years. Jacob was misled and forced for polygamy in marrying another wife. Just because Laban was greedy for Jacob's service, and he took advantage of Jacob's emotions and feelings. But finally, we know that Rachel died and Jacob left with Leah, God's choice for him. We can also conclude from what had happened to Jacob that Isaac should not send Jacob back to his family in Mesopotamia, and should not break his father Abraham's instruction to his servant. Genesis chapter 24, verse 6. Genesis chapter 24, verse 6. And Abraham said unto him, beware thou that thou bring not my son Peter again. Since Abraham did not allow Isaac to go back to his family in his country, then Isaac should not send Jacob to that place to spare him many troubles. My dear and beloved, God called you and his church today to be a good and faithful watchman like the servant of Abraham, to allow and ordain marriages that are ordained of God. You are also accountable not to lead your sons and your daughters to go alone and expose themselves to the danger of choosing their partners, to avoid troubles and abuse as had happened to Jacob under the abuse of Laban. Let us all stand and let us pray. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins, who was buried and rose from the dead on the third day to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for your word that makes things clear to me in regard to your choice and will for marriages. Lord, thank you for all the teaching about the watchman in this message. and thank you for all the corrections, the rebukes, and the admonishments that we receive from you. Confess your sins and renounce them. Confess and renounce your carelessness to follow the instruction about preparation for godly marriage. Confess and renounce your sins in doing your own will and not the will nor the plan of God in your life, and especially in pertains to marriage. Confess and renounce you expose your sons and daughters to the danger of choosing their own marriage partner alone. Confess and renounce your worldliness and your love of material things. Confess your lack of reading God's word and your lack of prayers. Repent of your non-willingness to serve Christ and suffer for Him. Lord, forgive me. I repent of the following sins. Lord, I commit my life to abide with your plan and will in regard to marriage. Lord, I commit myself to help my children and lead them to be in godly marriages as Abraham worked that for his son Isaac. Lord, help me and provide my needs. I will continue to serve you. And sisters who repented of their sins in doing their own will and who committed their lives to follow your will in pertain to the choice of marriage. Lord, lead them with your Holy Spirit to raise their children in a godly way and to follow your instruction in placing them in godly marriages. Lord, use their lives as good testimony to others to follow you. Lord, bless us as a church and help us to teach your people your word and your will about preparation for godly marriages. Lord, we pray for more godly marriages to happen and more godly families to be formed in our church. Lord, refill us with the Holy Spirit and lead us to reach new people with your word, to evangelize, making disciples and training workers to go and plant new Bible studies and congregations for the church. Lord, we pray for more people to be water baptized and receive the Holy Spirit baptism. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, prepare us for your coming to go with you when you come. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen.